This is Terry from Colorado. This is the NLA discussion call. It happens every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's for anyone that wants to bring up a topic and discuss it with everyone here. The views expressed are those of the speaker and not necessarily those of the NLA. I open the floor and anyone can talk. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute, and it's all up to you guys. Go ahead.
This is California Fred. How many of you people out there are in the room? Anybody have their ears on other than Terry?
Fred, if I answer that, I'll have to kill you. This is Jim. How you doing? Hey, I was reading the Anti-Federalist Papers today, 1787, two representatives from Virginia, Edmund Randolph and George Mason. Their comment, they didn't sign the Constitution. They said this is going to end up either being a monarchy or a tyranny. They went on to say that you're giving the federal government so much power in commerce that it's going to create monopolies everywhere. And I'd have to say that the way those two men expressed analysis of the situation is exactly where I stand on things. Hope you're doing well, Fred.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, but when did they have the French Revolution when they were chopping the heads off all the lawyers? Does that ring a bell?
Not up on that history.
Yeah, the French Revolution when they were chopping the heads off all the lawyers. They wanted to exterminate every lawyer in France.
I heard it was a good revolution.
Well, yeah, but where did the lawyers run to? That was the question I'm trying to get across. Anyway, think about it.
Yeah, you're saying they're still out there. They got away. They escaped.
They ran to America.
Nobody seems to notice they're everywhere. George Mason and Randolph also talked about the ex post facto laws, that they said it's just naturally occurring event that legislatures are going to write legislation under theories of security and protecting the public. We got that all over the place, too. Those two men were the guys that analyzed the Constitution, but nobody wanted to listen to them because everybody else is listening to their egos or listening to their farms. I got to get back to work here, so let's go ahead and just draft this the way it is. It'll be fine. And that's kind of the way people and groups operate.
Kind of like a class action lawsuit, right?
Well, you know, that's one way to put it, I suppose.
Sure, you always have the ones that want to get in there, grab the money, and run. Then you got the ones that want to stick it out and make a point.
Well, I have an ego. I have a big ego, but I still can analyze things and just go with the thought process and express it and leave it at that. And whatever the results are, that's whatever the results are, instead of thinking ahead like, oh, I don't get to be leader if I talk about it this way. And now I've probably hurt somebody's feelings. But that's the way it is. You know,
no, that's
what's wrong.
Not the way it is. That's the way you perceive it. I want you to realize one thing. In law, everybody's got an opinion. That's all the Supreme Court is, opinions. That's what you were just reading about, are two people's opinions.
Yeah, but they nailed it. They analyzed the text of what they were going to draft up, the Constitution, and they were exactly right. And also, I read, you know, this booklet of the course has changed the government by consent. I'm going like, what does that mean? That sounds like, you know, everybody is consenting to government, whatever it wants to do. Well, if you read a little further, it's government by consent derived by the people. And without putting those next words in it, it doesn't define what that means. And I think it should be there every time you say government by consent. You should say derived by the people so that somebody reading it the first time immediately goes, oh, okay, well, that's, I'm consenting to something that the people have created.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. Take a guy like Wild Bill Hickok. Now, if some deputy do-right came up to him and said, you got to turn your guns in to the town wannabe, what do you think Hickok could do?
Or you can't ride off on your horse unless you got insurance with Allstate.
Exactly. What do you think he would do? He'd say something like, fill your hand, vermin.
Well, you know, the bottom line is the opposite of government by consent. It's don't consent to government the way
exactly.
It is.
Exactly.
So that nomenclature wording is real misleading, and I never liked it since I first heard Durash mention it. When it went from study the Constitution to study government by consent, I'm not consenting to any of that stuff anymore, period.
Okay,
that's the way you beat it.
I want you to realize something. Now, these two people that did their big analysis of the Constitution, was this before or after they wrote the Bill of Rights?
It was all inclusive, Fred.
No, sir, because let me tell you why. The Bill of Rights with the 10th Amendment spells out government limitations in power. That nullifies the Supremacy Clause, and it does away with the Commerce Clause, because in the 10th Amendment, they're limited.
You know,
so I wish you would look at it through that perspective.
That's exactly their statement of legislatures are going to keep writing and writing and writing. What year was the Bill of Rights written? Who can answer that right now?
I think it was 1789 or something.
It was ratified in 1789. No, 1791, the Bill of Rights was ratified.
Well, he asked when was it written?
Before 1791.
Yeah, we're trying to decide if Randolph and Mason had read that, but that's just the total argument, and that was one of the solutions to it, to get everybody to agree. But the point is look what we got. You know?
No, the point is, look
sure
what
is.
The people have rolled over for. If the people stood up with their Second Amendment and enforced the 10th Amendment, we would have a small government tomorrow.
Yeah, but you're, you know, inciting violence.
Do you think our country got started because, what was the shot heard around the world? It's time for that again. I mean, these holes deserve to go down. It wasn't long ago that Barack Obama called Christians, gun owners, or veterans, or even somebody that believes in the Constitution, a terrorist. Man, that should have been the call. We should have got out right then and there, hunted that bastard down, and took out his whole crowd.
No comment.
I don't care if you got a comment. That's the way I felt about it.
No, that's fine. I'm saying you don't have a right to say what you want to say.
Well, he had no right to call veterans terrorists. or somebody that believes in the Constitution, or somebody that believes in something with, besides the Muslim Allah. You know, the Muslim is not a religion. It's a way of political life where they come out and their Sharia law is all about cutting off somebody's head. I just got out of the hospital. I got to thinking about all the ammunition I wasted in the military on target practice.
You were in the military, huh? Well,
yeah. I had to deal with bigger fish than that, though. I was on a submarine. I had to contend with the button.
What was the name of your ship?
When you push that button, you can devastate a fleet or a continent. And that means men, women, children, everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to tell you?
You know, it's a crazy world.
It's not a crazy world. We were talking about government by consent.
And
I brought up Wild Bill Hickok.
I had a good friend named Wild Bill Surveyor, you know?
Yeah, well, there's Wild Bill Donovan, too.
Yeah.
With the OSS. Look what he did. I'm not trying to grandstand here. I'm making a point.
The only point I could make there, I'm thinking military submarine is, I remember reading, the U.S. military is the greatest polluter on the planet. That may be changing soon with what China's up to.
Well, it is true that in Iraq, they use depleted uranium in a lot of their M1 Abrams tanks to take out the Soviet tanks. And that stuff has a half-life of thousands of years. And a lot of the land out there is uninhabitable because of it.
Yeah, isn't that a wonderful thing?
Well,
that's like when when Saddam Hussein went head-to-head with George Bush Sr., he blows all the oil well pipelines in the Gulf what Gulf is that over there? You know, and spills it into part of the ocean. And what kind of a madman is that? In the first go around, they let Saddam Hussein stay in power.
Well, that was when he invaded Kuwait.
Well, what kind of a government that claims to be doing good things for mankind, you know, and then later marches into some country saying, we got to clean up this. What government would allow that the first go around? I mean, there's nothing more horrible than just opening up pipelines of crude oil right into the ocean.
Yeah, well, then on the other side of it, you had the CIA lying to the American people. George Bush came out with that woman talking about, taking babies out of the incubators and dumping them on the floor.
But now I'm remembering what else Mason and Randolph said about the, it wasn't them. It was just in general, a lot of complaints about giving executive power, that much power. There was one group wanted to create a privy council of six people elected by, on two-year rotation by the states to keep the executive branch in control. And, that's, what we're just talking about is, you know, executive power to, I don't like that guy, let's take him out. And now really the bottom is we got this Congress that is just quiet, staying out of everything. And Congress is the only branch of government that can throttle what the executive branch is doing. And they haven't done a damn thing. They're completely complicit involved, and there's not much talk about the United States Congress. 535 members in the House, 100 in the Senate.
Do you follow Q at all?
No, I don't. I looked at it once or twice, but, you know, who knows where that information's coming from. Alex Jones just said yesterday it is an alien invasion.
So you believe Alex Jones?
I'm just saying what he's talking about now. The evil actually, you know, the destruction of planet Earth, the poisoning of our food, of our air, of our water, has to be some form of alien force.
Well, wait a minute, pal. Have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Somebody just brought that up. I guess that was recent. Yeah. Yeah, I have. I haven't studied them and what they've disappeared now.
No, they're still there, but I'm trying to make a point. And the point is this. They want to exterminate all mankind except for 500 million people.
Yeah. Gary was talking about that last night.
Okay. Now, you take the 7 billion people on planet Earth. They want to kill off 6.5 billion people. Now, look what they've been doing. They've got HAARP. They're controlling the weather. They're spraying all kinds of crap in our atmosphere. Some people call it chemtrails. They're putting GMOs in our food that don't have any nutrition anymore. They radiate all of our food. They dumb us down by putting...
You know, these are all monopolies that Mason and Randolph talked about, that if you give federal government that much power over commerce, people get bought off, and they say, yeah, we'll let these two companies buy out all the farmers, put them out of business. They control the food supply.
Well, that's what Barack Obama was doing. That's what he was trying to do with his America Waters Act was make it so if you had a puddle on your property, you somehow had to lose your rights to that water.
It was happening before Obama, my friend.
Well, maybe so. I mean, government intrusion.
I'm thinking of the milk farmer somewhere in, I can't remember, he's Midwestern Texas, that gets sued by Monsanto because he said he had pure milk. It didn't have Sylvester, all that fattens up cattle, I think that was. You know, our government, our courts let these companies sue him until they put him out of business. And, you know, he can't say, I have pure, you know, natural milk. It doesn't have the chemistry in it. And that's this whole, you know, level of corruption. So,
well, now you're talking about pasteurization and the Amish farmers. They don't believe in pasteurization. They believe in whole natural milk. They skim off the cream and they make cheese.
Yeah, I made butter in first grade and first grade class.
Right.
It was good too.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, they radiate our food.
Actually, that's more like third grade. Yeah.
They pasteurize all the dairy products.
That's the point. Is these guys? They actually control our food supply. They could literally. If that may be the end result, is, you know, a revolt will be put down. You know, possibly just poison us or take away the food. Says, oh, you're going to use your guns? Well, we'll just cut off your food supply. If you get hungry, you can trade in your gun for, you know, 100 cans of beans. That's where everything's at now.
Oh, really?
That's the way I see it. It's far worse than people realize. The prison planet Alex Jones talks about exists. Wouldn't you say?
I agree.
You know, we're wall-to-wall prisoners?
Pretty much.
That's why we got NLA. Put a stop to it.
That's
they all live in the county.
That's what NLA is trying to do. We're trying to get local groups to start awareness groups or some kind of a communications group, or some kind of a committee of safety, or maybe deal with the elections and get committee men. It's all about taking control of our government locally and keeping FEMA out of it. And we don't want Agenda 21 or Agenda 30. We don't want UN involvement. We don't need them. And we've got to get our sheriffs on board with the fact that we have rights to a common law proceeding under the rules of the law of the land and not civil rules of procedure like we do in Rome.
You know, that's the Seventh Amendment. It is the right to common law. And I would say that would be the most direct approach in a federal court. Movement for cause into federal court is just stand on the Seventh Amendment. You know, this stuff where they're dismissing cases on Rule 12, playing games, Admiralty Court, you don't know which jurisdiction you're in, just stand on the Seventh Amendment. And of course, you will get kicked out. And then it's all you have is the evidence of the tyranny. And what do you do after that? Who's got the answer to that?
Well, that's where you start talking about government by consent.
Derived by the people.
And as I was trying to tell you before, anything a judge would say is his opinion. The judge has no power in a courtroom whatsoever. It is the jury. The judge is supposed to be neutral in the case. He's nothing more than...
You fight that in the courtroom and you'll get a contempt charge before too long. It's just total corruption.
Well, the judge is supposed to be a magistrate. He's only supposed to be a traffic cop. Your turn to talk, your turn to talk. Everything said should be discerned by the jury. In fact, you do not need a judge. The foreman of the jury can handle a case.
Yeah, and look what we got in the grand juries across the country and the district attorneys running it, the corruption there.
Well, that's because Bill Clinton and Janet Reno rewrote the jury instructions for the grand jury. Now, who is a, you know, the government, we're the people are the boss, not the government. We need to write our own rules. And one of the first and primary statements needs to be, if the accused wants a Seventh Amendment trial under the common law, it is granted.
Well, it's right there. You know, you just go, well, what do you mean, judge? Right here is, you know, this is my court, the common law court, period, judge.
Kick the judge out and the foreman of the jury becomes the... in control.
Right there, you get a shut the hell up, or you're in contempt. And in federal court, you know, it'd be a pretty nasty fine and possible prison time, pretty nasty too. And that's the way they operate because they're in control. I remember a discussion about the power a judge, I believe that Brent Winters was in on that conversation with Durash, and it's, well, the judge has to have the power, you know, to charge personal contempt or you lose, you know, order in the court. But the reality is the second you give them that power, you lose constitutionality and justice.
Well, now, wait a minute. When you talk about order in the court, let's be clear. Order in the court has nothing to do with right and wrong. It's got to do with controlling the people.
And that is... Shut up, plaintiff. We've heard you twice now say that you want, you know, to stand on the Seventh Amendment, and you're not getting it.
It's like this Weissman asshole, pardon my French. He's what, Mueller's pit bull?
Well,
because people, 10,000 people, their jobs. He had two people in prison for a year and a half before the Supreme Court 9-0 upset his whole mess. And he was sitting there on evidence that would clear the people he was prosecuting.
Mm-hmm.
A snake like that, you got to chop his head off. But what's the guy practicing law for? Why is he working for the government?
That guy should be
in the prison.
You know, what if the sheriff in that jurisdiction walked in the courtroom and arrested him on the spot and everybody else involved? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Well,
but how many hundreds of federal agents would show up and put down that, what they call rebellion and anarchy?
Well, that's why they're trying to get rid of anything over 5 rounds in a clip. The Second Amendment's very clear. Shall not be infringed is the law. If you want to have a machine gun, you can have it. If you want a tank or an airplane with 50 cals, you got it. You know, at some point in time, you've got to look at the law and say, is that really a law, or did somebody think up something to restrict my power? Are they trying to control me, and why? Are they my friend? Are they doing this for my good, or are they doing this to deprive me of something?
Safety and security of the community. We need to get rid of all these weapons that people have. They've got machine guns, and it's not safe anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just put out a $500 bounty on every illegal alien you catch, tax-free?
I'm with that.
I mean, hell. We could start retiring tomorrow. All you got to do is walk to a Kmart, and you got a truck full of them.
How about starting factories and put them to work as punishment, you know?
There's but something like the 25 big, got, million of them.
I got in a big argument the other day with a now American resident from Mexico years ago, and that was very unpleasant. I was called a racist before it was over. And, you know, then she didn't want to talk anymore after I pointed out, you know, that I'm the person that wants to get to the bottom of the murders of JFK and RFK, who were the two men who were giving blacks and other races their equal rights. And, you know, in actuality, when you discuss it at all, I'm the racist. And I'm the one with the problem, and you know, it's a damn mess. I can remember back to my grandmother in Texas. Let's say it's the 1950s up to 60s, and she was racial. She would say, you know, the Negroes and the Mexicans belong on the other side of the tracks. That was about the time JFK came along, and things changed in our country. And we gave them equal rights. But then somebody came along with a plan to have all our children aborted and killed off from the culture we had, and that's now up to 50, 75 million, and replace them with people from Mexico, Central America, wherever.
That was the school system. Remember, the school system was teaching American kids in civics and American problems and social studies that there are people starving in China and we need to control the birth rate in America.
Everybody bought into it.
That's right. So we had families getting married, having one or maybe two kids. And now we have the politicians telling us, well, we're not making enough babies to support the older people. Let's have an influx of illegal aliens.
Yeah, but that's not their real goal there. Their goal is the people that are these illegal immigrants are mostly conquered people who lived under regimes in whatever the country they came from as conquered people.
excuse me, it's all part of a plan.
Oh, yeah.
And our public school system has been taken over, and it's now occupied by these left-leaning idiots that are trying to destroy our country.
You got it.
And I'm not buying it. I've had it. I'm at crush depth with these people. I'm beginning to think I ain't got much time left on Earth. How many of them can I take out now quick, and where are they? Who wrote the Georgia Guidestones? They're the target. Who wants to assassinate or kill 6.5 billion people? They're the problem. These are the people. Who are these people?
It's pure cold-heartedness, but I'm sure
I don't
they
care
have.
What it is. They want to kill 6.5 billion people.
They're already doing it.
That's right. Let's hunt those people down. They're the ones we need to be looking at.
As soon as we take back the courts.
We don't need courts. You need ammunition and guns. Hunt them down.
That's
don't you
exactly
understand?
What
everybody
that's,
in the planet.
That's anarchy. That's anarchy.
Everybody in the planet that ain't part of the 500 million has a damn target on their back. That's why
that's
I said
exactly,
lock, load, and hunt them down.
That's exactly why they're trying to take the guns away from you.
That's what I said. We still got guns now. Let's go get them while we still got guns.
How about the government go get them? How about the military
Trump,
go get them by?
Maybe Trump will do that, but nobody's watching Q anymore. I mean, people are getting tired. It's stagnant. He doesn't trust the plan is what we get from Q.
They have a Q map now.
I know.
Oh, you seen it?
Of course. Yeah, and your Q map, if you go down and you look at people that they call traitors and such, Alex Jones is a traitor. I've had that was a hard one for me to swallow. Then they have the sealed indictments or something like 78,800. It's almost 80,000, and it's all by state, and everything's in red.
I felt like he was infiltrated a long time ago. He got hijacked.
Well, is that Jones?
Yes. Well, but that's my opinion.
My grandmother in West Texas, her name was Jones. I asked Alex Jones if we were related one time, and he no comment.
Oh, wow, maybe you are. But for this gentleman that was talking about he didn't want Agenda 21, it started a long time ago. They're killing millions and millions of people now with the pharmaceuticals and the chemtrails, like you mentioned, the GMOs.
We're 2 years into the killing. And we're supposed to sit around and wait for magic to happen and read Q reports like, oh, there, that's good news. Show me the fruit on the tree, you know, the fruit
right
on the ground.
If you took the civics course, it says there that they want you to react like that so that way they can demonize the groups that want to defend everybody else. They need a small percentage of people that want to retaliate without the proper knowledge how, because, you know, if you're going to go in there with guns, then they're going to have the reasons to take all our guns away. That's
hey,
why we're...
They're going to take our guns regardless. They're going to work on the clip size. They're going to work on the ammunition. They're going to work on, you know, this, that, whatever they can think of. What I'm telling you is we got guns now. The Georgia Guidestones are pretty clear. Who wants to kill 6.5 billion people in the world? Let's hunt those bastards down and let's have some trials. Let's find out who
space
they are.
Aliens.
Well, that's what NLA is doing, because you know that these are shadow governments, and although we do have some names, and even in the Q map it shows some, I knew most of them there because some of them don't seem related, but they correlate. once you start connecting the dots like the artist did, they do correlate.
I'm just trying to make a point.
I get what you're saying.
Fred, you make better points 85% of the time than most people I've ever listened to on NLA, so you're admirable in your thoughts and statements, other than the inciting a riot. So.
Well, you have to look.
Other than go kill him. So.
Okay.
Well, all I can say is they have planned to kill 6.5 billion people. And
yeah, you know, and that's
like George Carlin said, you ain't on the list.
That's why he's dead.
You're not part of the club.
Before 59, which they already moved out of this neighborhood where I live as a little kid, two houses down, the lady was in one of those iron lung machines, the polio, and now I know that was from the damn vaccine she got, you know?
Right, it's just so much.
And, you know.
Well, use some common sense here. Now, if everybody started looking for that group of 500 million people that think they're going to kill the rest of us off, what kind of police officer would not be on our side because he's not part of the club either?
He won't be on our side. He's
Why
out
not?
There cashing. He's out there cashing paychecks. That's all. That's all. The deeper he's going to get involved until
You're
until his hand gets burned whenever he feels the scorch.
Hey, look, you're assuming that this guy, this cop out there that's making, cops don't make a lot of money, pal, believe me. But you're assuming that that guy is going to sell out his wife, his kids, his grandkids,
no, I'm
his grandparents,
to the point.
His parents, his
right,
brothers,
right.
And his sisters, and his entire family.
It hasn't reached that point, Fred.
For a paycheck?
It hasn't reached
that
point.
What I'm getting at is you're not absorbing what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I am.
He might be conditioned or programmed, the police officer, so he's not seeing things he's not taking.
Doesn't want to see it.
Seriously.
He wants to live in the safe world he's living and protected in.
Right.
Across the nation, though, people are waking up one by one. It's happening.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people aware of what's going on. Like, almost everybody knows about the private Federal Reserve now, which no change in the status of that 2 years into the new administration.
The story's written in Revelation. If we work on our spiritual side and to have our transformation, then that could make a really big difference.
Powers in the knowledge.
And wisdom is applying it.
Unfortunately, too many of these police officers don't know what they're doing. They never did know what they were doing, but they're making big bucks doing it. That's why they're going to stay where they are, and they don't want to help us at all.
Yeah, their boss that orders them every day in a military style, and they say, yes, sir, he is making good money, the boss.
That's why we have government consent.
And I've had direct conversations with these ex-Iraq soldiers that came back to America after destroying those people's lives and families. They come back to America pretty messed up psychologically. Look around, and they're no better off when they came out of high school, not knowing how to make a living, and they join the military, and they come back here after that, still don't know what to do, and, oh, you can become a policeman. All right. I know how to take orders, and it's
no most of them get into Blackwater because there's more money in being a private contractor.
Which is also a monopoly.
Everything's a monopoly against us.
You were a sheriff all your life, or a policeman, or both, sir? I know you're from Peoria.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a deputy sheriff. When I was a deputy sheriff, I had all the sheriffs around here would come to me. They'd wait for the office to close because they couldn't get anything done through the office. We get it done the same night. But I never took a gun out of my holster if I didn't intend to use it. And I got several people that I thought were friends, and I got them on the county. And suddenly they turned against me because they wanted to become, I'll call them military police, but they had no military background or very little military background.
You're getting into whether a man is honest or not on the inside, the way he thinks right there. So that's back to Randolph and Mason. They could see where this Constitution was headed, but everybody else had things to do, and basically threw it together. Look what we got, and you're describing, you saw what was going on, and here's these fellow officers who you could say, or I'll say, maybe you never said it, is they were starting to betray their oath to office by whatever they were doing. You knew, I don't know. But, you know, 76, I'm living in the mountains outside of a big city. There was only one sheriff, and you might see him once every 2 or 3 weeks. You know, there were no crazy things going on in the mountains other than standard what happens in, you know, civilization. And, you know, it was good. And then here we get Ronald Reagan, who so many people think, oh, if we could just have another Ronald Reagan, everything would be great. I disagree with that theory completely. I lived it. That's when the country started going in the toilet with federal control. As he says, we need smaller government. Did we get smaller government?
That wasn't Reagan's fault. That was the Bush's fault, because he's the one that had Reagan shot.
Yeah, well, it was Reagan's fault for, you know, getting himself in a mess that he wasn't man enough to get out of after they threatened his life.
He'd rather have 1% of something than 0% of everything.
That's like Eisenhower, what he was up to, you know. We lost the real General Patton. And what Eisenhower was up to is, you know, same kind of stuff, so.
Well, it was the military. It was the military that killed Patton.
Go read George Patton's diaries.
Right.
He was shot
by those guys because he was doing too good of a job.
It's like JFK decided he needed to pick LBJ, who betrayed him, and made it possible to assassinate him, control the executive branch, we laugh at that, but LBJ was what he needed.
Did we lose you?
I think you went dark.
Did someone get attacked by dogs?
Yeah, I think he's taking care of the dogs, and he'll be back. He's still in.
Right, I think he had company.
Well, I'll jump in here. I was over at the office supply this morning, and the girl back there punched in some things, and she said, "You were the governor for Illinois." I said, "Yes, I was the de jure governor for Illinois," and she said, "Well, here they're trying to, a guy wants to run for your office because he thinks you're dead." And I said, "Well, they've taken absolutely everything I had, and I'm living in an apartment." And she got going through it, and she said, "My God," she said, "I didn't realize that you were doing this stuff." I said, "Honey, I've been fighting this since I was in high school." And it gets quite interesting. People have no idea that when you say you're de jure, and this is for most of us, that's including all of you, When you're desert and you're trying to do the right thing, you got all those people out there pointing the guns at you. And I got a full good crew that we were going to take over the state of Illinois. My attorney general had to go out to Denver, supposedly to the veterans hospital out there, and they murdered him. He wasn't the only one that got murdered. Several of my friends got murdered. I took three attorneys under my wing, and they started winning all their cases. And one had his life actually threatened, and the other two got thrown out of the Bar Association. So I'm afraid to get too many people involved in this stuff. But she said that the guy that was going to run for governor, and I've been trying to decide, but there's only, I think, 5 days left before the election that I would have time to get anything done. And I just don't think I can get it done. But the reason that I didn't take people in is because most of them that wanted to come in were wanting to do what the people are doing to everybody now. They just wanted the idea of, well, I got power and I can do this. And I wouldn't get them in because I didn't want them in there. But when I finally got a good crew and they murdered several of the people that I was dealing with at that particular time. One was a fellow by the name of, he was from Iowa. He was a heck of a good guy. And his farm was only about 30 miles from where my grandfather's farm was. And he was a heck of a good man. And they got his kids to get him to go into the hospital over in Iowa. I talked to him the day before, and he sounded just like you and I. And he said, oh, I'm happy here. He said, they're doing so much for me. And the next day I tried to call him, and he was dead. Interesting. They don't give a damn for anybody's life. All they want is that big money coming into themselves. They have no idea that there's no reason for any, and I'm saying this to be right on point, there's not a reason for anybody to have to pay taxes. They got so much money out there that's not on the books. They're hiding it. They're living high on the hog on our money, and that money is supposed to be coming back to you and I. And that's the reason they don't want me to have any power. That's the reason they don't want anybody that's got any knowledge of what's going on to have any power.
There was a guy called in, Alex Jones, last week, who Jones has been letting a lot more liberal conversations go on his show recently. And this guy, he was with some group. I wish I could have caught the name of it. And he says, you know, we're 2 years into the Trump administration, and nothing's happened. Isn't it time to start complaining?
There's a lot of things happening under the Trump administration.
Well, they say that. They say that.
So there is, and there are indictments out there. I think by the 15th, you're going to see... little gal has been trying to give him a hard time, and a lot of the other people in the government, the de facto government, are all going to disappear. They're going to head for Guantanamo Bay, but that's going to be under the federal government, the military. See, Trump has nothing to do with that. ha, ha, ha. Like hell, you don't. But, did you see where the bank's computers went down?
No.
Today.
How today?
Oh, boy. I can't think of it. I know it. It's just right there, and I can't think of it. But it's one of the big banks.
Wells Fargo.
Yes, thank you. And their banks went down, and people couldn't get any money. And that was part of the plan, too. And he intended, I think, on the 15th, and I won't guarantee that, but I think it's on the 15th is when he's planning on all this taking place.
Well, you know, as winter goes away, and I understand it's been colder than hell up there around Chicago, Minneapolis, and I says, well, all right, maybe you would want to protect the people in your country and not do this in the middle of the winter and wait until it gets springtime and then bring down the hammer if there's going to be chaos, and then it's more survivable.
Well, the weather's being controlled by the quote-unquote Democrats through the
HARP.
Well, HARP, it's being done through HARP, but it's actually Tesla's job or his inventions or whatever you want to call them
right.
that they're using. Yes, they're using all his things against us, and that's what Trump said he's going to get it back, and these are going to be given to us.
People, I hope so. It was intended that way.
I'm just going to order one of those hydrogen generators to make electricity. You just have a little unit in the garage, and you can disconnect from the grid. It's said to cost about $3,500 at today's prices. The Japanese were working on that. The Japanese were working on that 15 years ago, and it got shut down for some reason. And the guy, you know, that had made the hydrogen car where 6 gallons of gas you could drive from California to Chicago, he was having lunch with some people. Right after he turned down an offer to buy out his invention, and he suddenly keels over dead eating lunch.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? That's exactly what happens.
That's the greatest invention. You make energy from the oxygen out of hydrogen out of the atmosphere, and the only pollutant is water vapor. You can't beat that.
Oh, that's nice. Depends what kind of water it is. It depends.
What kind of water it is?
Right, because if it's not quality water.
Well, it's just
most of our water is
oxygen, H2O, 2 hydrogens, 1 oxygen. So you burn the hydrogen, you're left with the oxygen, which makes water vapor in the process. And that's some type of electrical invention that separates them out, then you burn the hydrogen and... that's on the internet. I can't remember the guy's name.
And we got the chemtrail vapors, too.
Well, why couldn't the president shut down those airplanes doing that? You know, is that completely out of reach of the president?
It shouldn't be. It's harming. They're spraying us like roaches. It shouldn't be a difficult task for him to do. It should be something that he can do in one day.
That's right.
Well, the airplanes that he's given to quote-unquote those that are against us are suddenly going to become unusable because they won't be able to get the parts and so forth because he won't sell them to them.
You guys remember the State of the Union?
About that.
Remember the State of the Union? What's one of the first things he said? He has 300 people waiting in the wings to go take over as directors of different parts of our government.
Well, that's the reason.
When you say, why hasn't he stopped the chemtrails? It's because he hasn't even got his full staff on board to inform him. He's doing everything he can do.
Right, he's got a lot of respect, no doubt.
And then we've got the active Democrat Obama leftovers working against him every way they can.
Right.
Obama's under arrest.
I don't know what Obama is. He ought to be pushing up daisies, in my opinion.
They've been saying that for the time.
But what they are trying to do is these politicians are scared to death, and this is true of all the Bushes. They have put their DNA in a freezer, and after they're gone, they're supposed to be able to put this DNA out and rebuild their body again so that they will still live. And they're trying to get their brain the same way. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's what powerful and rich kings and queens would do in modern world is put their DNA in places where they could still survive and come back and take over again. And there's an answer to that is DNA testing. I think we should test Fred's DNA, make sure it's not alien.
Most of them are Rh negative, most presidents.
They could all be related is what you're saying, huh?
No, they have said that they have been related. I don't know how true that is, but most of them have had Rh negative, and still with the technology that we have, we're not even sure if that's true either, because they could have gotten a blood transfusion somehow and changed their blood if they wanted to with all the technology.
Yeah, and you can just buy off the chemist doing the testing, too, if he's, you know, suddenly made $20 million to hide the fact that that is a Bush DNA cell there and say it's not, you know.
It's copper-based.
You know, it's complicated. And
it's copper-based.
That's the beauty of just hanging out with Mother Nature and not getting involved in all this complication, so, which is where everybody's supposed to be. Cities, civilization is defined as really a big prison. The way it operates.
It does. You're right about that.
I've seen it in books, civilization means slavery.
Well, if people would stop and think, I don't know, maybe they didn't teach it when you were in school, but they did teach it when I was in school. They showed the stuff on the catacombs and so forth where they had the pictures and so forth drawn by the people at that time, and they had flying machines back then. And
they did.
People just don't know that.
Yeah, this
you're
place
feeling
is,
lack of the archaeologists as well if they speak the truth of their true findings.
Those would be the space aliens that want to reduce the population to a level that they can still mine all the resources from it and do what they want to do, and the rest of us are useless eaters. And Fred was asking about that or saying that, who are the 500 million that survive? That's like survival of the fittest. The ones that survive are the ones that did survive, and that's the new gene pool that the space aliens would want to work with.
It's not survival of the fittest, my friend.
No, most of those guys are a bunch of idiots.
I do not know who they are, but they definitely speak English. So that rules out the Chinese, the Japanese, the Russians, the Gypsies, the Greeks, the Romans, you know? It's pretty specific. So do we start focusing on the Queen of England?
Nah, she couldn't be involved.
Do we start looking at the Five Eyes?
The five who?
The Five Eyes.
Oh. Don't know what that means.
Well, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom are the five countries that share intelligence. It's referred to as the Five Eyes.
How about Twitch in a class of its own?
Then there's the seven Eyes, which includes France and Germany. Then there's the Nine Eyes. So this is nothing more than intelligence organizations in the world working together.
That's exactly what they're running our country right now, is the devil.
He's trying to.
I don't think God's going to let him win. And I think that you're going to find that Trump is doing an awful lot. People have no idea what's going on. Did any of you ever watch that film on Pajor?
No.
I watched parts of something about him.
That's where the name Page came from, was out of his name, Pajor, and he was the son of Queen Antoinette, who was beheaded. And because she was beheaded, the family got him out of the country and sent him to the United States. He was in the United States when it was just being formed, and he, before the Constitution, or right after the Constitution was actually written, he put all the money out into different people's names, but he controlled all the money, and they were all working for him.
Isn't that when President Nixon turned around and wrote a top secret executive order hiding all of his corporations that he owned?
Well, that stuff is being taken by Trump right now. Trump's uncle was working with I just said it and I can't think of his name again.
Pajor.
Who was that?
The time traveler?
No, he was working with
his uncle
Tesla. In the hotel that Tesla was built, living in, the information I had for years was he was living in one room. And supposedly died in that one room. That's not true. That hotel was built all on Tesla's. I'll call them inventions, for lack of a word. And the entire hotel was set up in such a way, and he's running everything out of. He had a whole floor of this hotel, and he's still working on his ideas. And at that time, I think he was 76. And he even had down, I think it was third floor down under the ground, a tunnel going over to train stations. And that tunnel was all made out of copper. And the reason he made it out of copper is so that it couldn't be, quote-unquote, penetrated. But
isn't copper a higher conductor to electricity?
Yes. I haven't heard this, but I know that he had to be running that hotel, because when all the other lights went out, the hotel was the only one with lights. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
That was a Hotel New Yorker. And the waitresses, or not the waitresses, but the maids and so forth, were using his inventions for cleaning and keeping everything up. And they had, I think it was three radio stations inside of that hotel. And they were conversing on those radios the entire time. And I don't know how many people knew it, but they were using all of his inventions. And I thought it was interesting, in the ballroom, Benny Goodman was playing there when he died.
I'll tell you, one of the worst evils we got in this modern age is this invasion of privacy with all the technology. There is no such thing as individuality and privacy.
You're right. You're right. In fact, if you had any idea, your computer, your telephone, your television have all got cameras, and they're recording everything we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I just bought a cheap electrical device, and every time I turn it on, it goes beep, just like a Wi-Fi device does when you turn it on. And I says, hell, it's got a damn Wi-Fi transmitter in it.
Well, my youngest son tore apart one of those flat-screen TVs, and I told him, I said, be careful because you're being watched on that thing. And he got, I don't know what happened, but for some reason he tore it apart. He said, I found a microphone in it and a camera. And he said, I was glad to get rid of it.
I would think there would be unrecognizable microphones and cameras and all these that are just unidentifiable.
And more than that, subliminal. I gave up TV a long time ago.
That's going to be one of the hugest arguments in the future if we do get honest constitutional government back in freedom, is we're still going to have a government claiming for national security that we need to watch everything. If we don't watch everything, the bad guys are going to be in a back. And so how do you ever get the privacy back? Well, you would get it back by just demanding it, period, and take the risk of the other. That would be my choice.
Well, about a week ago, I received a letter from AT&T, and I had refused smartphones. And it said that if you refuse this, we're going to let you do it, but it's going to charge you $12 for, no, it wasn't AT&T, it was the utility company. And it said we're going to charge you $12 for the electric and $12 for the gas.
Because
we have to send somebody out special to check it.
And that's the job of Congress to make sure that things like that aren't happening in the monopolies in commerce that Randolph and Mason were warning people about in 1787. And our Congress is as guilty as any executive. And nobody ever talks about how criminal Congress is. They seem to be getting a pass because they're basically silent.
Well, we don't have a government. It's all de facto, and that was put in by Paysure. And if you checked everything, and it was on that...
I agree, and I read an article about during the Nixon administration how if Robert Kennedy had not been killed, he'd have been president, and they had to get Nixon in there because he turned all our states into de facto governments, unseated republic governments.
Exactly.
You know, and then it was a completed job right there. And now it's, 50 years later, and it's a monster that will throw your butt in prison if you don't consent to government.
Right.
Compliance.
They're twisting our arms.
Okay, we need to be wrapping up here pretty quick.
Why is that?
Well, we're well past the hour that we normally take.
Does it cost more if we go on longer?
No, we might go on a little longer.
Was there a fee, you know, after an hour? Does it?
No. But the discussion group is supposed to be for an hour. So that's all. I will let it go a little longer, but at some point it needs to wind down. Go ahead.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm going to sign off because I've got to go down and take care of my neighbors. So I hope all of you have a good night, and all the things that I've heard, I hope they all come true. And as long as we can keep our heads above water and not get carried away like so many of these clowns are, we'll make it through probably for the next 10, 15 days. And I think we'll see a lot of things happening. So I'll say good night.
Thank you. God bless you.
Good night. I'm hoping things change.
Me too. Good night. God bless everyone.
And with that, I'll close the discussion group. My name is Terry, and this has been the discussion group, which meets every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And the views expressed here are those of the people speaking and no one else, and not the NLA necessarily. So thank you all very much for participating. I'm sorry that I needed to close it, and I apologize for that, and I really appreciate everyone trying to put in their 2 cents, and I think we had a good discussion tonight. Everyone have a good night, and we'll see.